Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blessing by Grace Radio. Tonight is Wednesday night. It's the Hour of Power Prayer Night, Wednesday, March the 10th, 2021. The time is 9:33 p.m. We are in the Apple Valley Studio tonight. The doctor is in. He will be taking all your prayers and your petitions along with you to the throne of grace tonight. We are so elated you could be here tonight to be on the prayer line. First, we want to thank God for allowing us this opportunity, for him giving us the chance to be back. We want to thank all of our sponsors out there in Radio Land, all of the podcasting sites, Blog Talk Radio, and everybody above and beyond. We are so elated for all of you in Radio Land, all of you 50,000 plus subscribers, listeners that have shared and downloaded our radio station. We're just grateful, grateful, grateful. Also, we want to apologize for last week. It wasn't our fault. Apparently, Blog Talk Radio themselves, they were having some kind of technical difficulties last week. So in the midst of praying for some of those in the prayer line, it did somehow cancel us out, and we were not eligible to get everybody on the prayer line as we would have hoped. But I believe they have fixed their issues. I'm not certain, but we'll see tonight if it is 100% altogether better. But we do want to apologize for something that was beyond our control last week. And we thank you for your vast of compassion and understanding that it wasn't something that we caused to happen. It was just the devil doing his normal work, but we didn't give him any power. We didn't give him any leverage. That's why we're back tonight. We had to give him leverage. We would not be on right now. but we're on because we are for the people. We are for you guys. This is why we're on here. God has given us the ability and the strength to do this, but it is because of you, because we want to take your prayers and your petitions to the throne of grace. We want to believe with you. We want to believe for you. We want to be able to know with you that God is going to answer your prayers exceedingly and abundantly. He will answer those prayers. So we're just so elated right now that you could join us tonight. We will be on for the next hour, taking all prayers, petitions to the throne of grace. So please call in. If you're in radio land, this is your first time listening in and you have a way to call to the United States, because a lot of our online listeners are not from the United States. You can call the area code for the United States. It's the California area code, 818-668-5428. Again, the call-in number for United States callers is 818-668-5428. And do me a favor, if you know somebody in the United States that is up at this time, which is midnight if you're on the East Coast, it's 12:36 a.m. East Coast, 11:36 p.m. Central, and it is 10:36 p.m. Mountain Time Zone. So if you know somebody that's still awake, call them real fast and say, hey, get on the prayer line. The doctor is in. He's praying for everybody. So tell somebody to get on the prayer line. We want people to call in and get on the prayer line. We want people, even if they call anonymously, even if they call and send in proxy for somebody else, you can do that. You can call and get prayer for someone else. Yes, you can. So get someone to call on in. Tell your friends, tell your family. Text somebody, call them up real quick with the good gossip and say, hey, I got something to tell you. Bishop, Dr. Bishop Alfred Moore and the radio station they're on tonight, call on in. So go ahead and put that rumor out there, because it's true. We are on the air, and we do want you to get your friends and family to call in for prayer tonight. We accept that one. We will agree to that. Are you letting others know to call in for prayer, so they can also receive a prayer tonight? Even if they don't call in for themselves, tell them they can call in for somebody else. I've had a few friends in the pageant industry that some of the people I know, they've lost some very close ones. So just keeping up the Williams family in prayer, because they are in bereavement tonight. And I've had other friends along the way that have lost someone. So just friends that I know, if you lost somebody, don't know all of their relatives by names, but anybody in my circle, anybody I know personally or social media friends, if you've lost someone, we will keep you uplifted in prayer as you go through bereavement at this time. We will ask God that he keeps you guys covered, the family and yourself covered. To all the ones that lost somebody, understandable what you're going through. But if God woke you up today and you personally did not get any bad news yourself, he woke you up with the usage of your right mind and your limbs, and you're able to do your daily function, this is a perfect opportunity to call in and seek prayer or give a praise report. Whatever you deem that you want to do, praise report or give a prayer request, you have that right, and as well you should. Why? Because God woke you up today. That's enough. He didn't have to wake you up today. A lot of people did not wake up today. They didn't wake up yesterday. They won't wake up tomorrow. But if you do, it's okay to announce to the world that you are so grateful that God chose to wake you up. That way you have a second chance to do what he's asking of you to do. What that means when he wakes you up is he has something for your life. He has something planned. He wants to see if you're going to want to do what he's asking you to do. Do you want to know what that plan is? Do you want to know where your destination is? Do you want to know where the next train stop is that you're supposed to get off that in your life and let God utilize you to the benefit of his kingdom? Are you ready to assist God in building up the walls in his kingdom? Are you ready to do what he has called upon you to do? Well, if you're ready, one way you can go, you can get prayer. You can have faith, the grain of a mustard seed, that God will answer those prayers, that God will intercede in what you need. And don't just ask God for something when the chips are down. You know, talk to God when the chips are good so they can stay good. Some people only just, when everything's bad, they want to call on Jesus' name and they want to beg and plead for everything to be right. But once it's right, they forget all about them until something go wrong. No. That's the wrong way to look at it. When everything is good, thank him for the good times, because then maybe, just maybe, he'll keep the good times rolling. He'll keep everything being good. And then when something is not going the way you planned it to, maybe the devil try to intercept. Well, God can remember all those wholehearted prayers and all that wholehearted faith, and he can intercede and stop the devil right before he even get a chance to get started, and you'll never even have to interact or have an interception of something bad when you wanted something good to take part of your life. But, you know, you have to work with God. You got to believe, and you got to trust in him. The biggest misconception is people don't trust God. They don't, because if you trusted him, you know that everything is going to be okay when you're emotionally, physically, verbally, mentally ready for what you're asking God. When you're ready for the outcome, you'll get it, but you got to be ready for it. Don't just ask for something without thinking all the steps through and then not knowing which way is which, because at the end of the day, you have to be ready for what you're asking God for. And just because you ask him for something today doesn't necessarily mean you'll get it tomorrow. But let me just tell you this, that when you do ask God for something, it's already done. Just because you don't see it tomorrow or you don't see it in 5 seconds does not mean it's not already done. You just haven't seen the manifestation of it because God's not ready for it to be revealed to you because you're not ready to handle what you've asked for. He already completed the task on what you asked him for. He already made the miracle happen. But if you're not ready to receive that lesson, you're not going to see it manifest, even though it's already right there. Is he waiting on you? So that way you can get that blessing. He's waiting on you. So that way, whatever you ask for, he knows that you're exceedingly and abundantly ready for whatever it is that you're asking for. And you can ask God for something. It says right in the Bible, ask and it shall be given unto you. So you're allowed to ask whatever you want to ask. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. You have that opportunity. God gave us that chance. So step on in, put on your shoes, and let's walk into our purpose. That's what we do in 2021. 2021 is a year of walking into your purpose. That way, whatever God has for you, you're going to walk into it, and you're going to be ready, ready, ready. Right now, it is time for us to get the prayer request going. The doctor is in, and he will be taking your petitions, your prayers, your praise reports, all the way to the throne of grace tonight. So let us get ready. The doctor is in. God bless you all.
God bless you in Radio Land tonight. Amen. Amen. We are back again. Amen. Is to take your petition along with you to the throne of grace. We always, amen, thank God, amen, for the inspiration words come from, amen. Our own sister Kitasha encouraging you any way she can is to hold on to Jesus. Now, beloved, amen, tonight, you know, it's Thursday night, and it's prayer time. It's prayer time. We are here, amen, not to hold a great conversation with you, but we're here to pray with you. And if you have a testimony that God has done something for you, amen, since we've been praying, let us hear your testimony. Because, amen, I know the Lord is moving on his behalf towards us. If it wasn't for the goodness of the Lord, I just would not be here. I wouldn't have courage. I wouldn't have the faith, amen, to be here tonight. But I know it's only Jesus, amen, that enable me and allow us to come back. Praise the Lord each night, each Wednesday and Thursday to be here. Praise the Lord. We don't receive one penny, praise the Lord. But this is out of the goodness of our heart that, amen, we are here, amen, tonight. Is to take your petition along with you to the throne of grace. As, amen, Sister Gitash have encouraged you, there is a scripture, amen, that I also encourage you on. Faith, Hebrews 11 chapter tonight. Now faith is the substance of things that's hoped for and the evidence of things that's not seen. We walk by faith and not by sight. Don't believe God if you see things, because if you see it, you don't really believe it. But we walk by faith and not by sight. We don't see what God is going to do, but we believe it. And that is what I want you to hold on to tonight. We move in by faith. Our destination. Amen. By faith, we're going to reach heaven. By faith, the elders obtained a good report. They walked by faith. They didn't see where they were going, but they walked it by faith. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark of saving, prepared an ark of saving of his house, by the which he commanded the world, and because heirs became heirs of the righteous, which is by faith. Noah, build an ark, because God told him it was going to rain. And I want you to build me an ark, Noah, for the saving of your household, because I'm going to let it rain. Noah didn't know how to build an ark. God showed him the dimensions and the instruction. The man moved by faith. I'm trying to tell you that God is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. And he changed tonight. You, God is moving some of you tonight by faith. Get up and obey him. That's why we're here tonight, praise the Lord, is to encourage you, amen. Let us continue. Is to move by faith. We walk by faith, and not what we see, not what we hear, but we walk by faith. We believe in God. We believe in God's word. Building the kingdom of God for the saving of souls. That's what we are here. When we own, amen, this air, we are reaching out to you, amen, to build an ark for you. And that ark tonight, amen, for you, amen, is Jesus Christ. We are building that ark, amen, for you to enter into his house. We're doing this by faith. I don't see many of my brothers and sisters, but by faith, I believe, amen, you're going to hear the word of God, amen, through these telecasts, and you're going to give your life to Jesus. By faith, it's going to be done. I might not never see you on this side, but I will see you in glory, because I'm doing this by faith. We're getting ready to open up the lines tonight. Amen. And as she has so eloquent, I told you tonight, amen, all over the land, call your friend. Call anybody, amen. Let them know that we are on air tonight. And again, I said you have a burning testimony that God has done something for you. Let the radio man know, amen, that the Lord is still moving in your life. He ain't only moving in my life, praise the Lord, but he's moving in your life. We want to hear from you tonight. We're going to get ready to take our first call on. God bless you.
Call us from 323-616. You're now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Hey, God bless you, Bishop. God bless you, Tetasha.
God bless you, Minister Seward.
Praise the Lord,
amen,
my brother.
Amen. Amen. Yes, calling for a prayer for myself, for my wife, for my children, my grandchildren, my mother, my father, and my siblings, and, you know, always for you, Bishop, most definitely. God continue to strengthen you.
God bless you.
Continue to keep going. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Master. Hallelujah. Just always a pleasure to hear your voice. And I know you're walking by faith and not by sight. Praise the Lord
Amen.
Tonight. Amen. We're going to take your request to the Lord tonight in the name of Jesus tonight. Almighty God, you heard this man of God tonight. You heard every request that he had brought before you tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we ask you to honor every one of those requests in the name of Jesus right now.
In the name of Jesus, yes, Lord.
Father, I'm asking you to start strengthening him the more. Give him more revelations in the name of Jesus.
In the name
Lord,
of Jesus.
Lord, let it fall down from him down to his family, his wife, and, my God, his children. In the name of Jesus right now.
In the name of Jesus, yes, Lord.
Come on, Jesus, and work it out for him. He walking by faith and not by sight. Sometimes he don't know where he's going, but he believes your word. He's standing on your word in the name of Jesus. Make it real to him in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah,
yes,
my God, in Jesus' name. My God, we know you're, you can't lie. You can't lie. Your word can't fail us, so we're going to stand on your word. Lord
yes,
Jesus,
Lord.
By your we are healed. By your stripes
yes,
we are delivered. By your stripes
yes,
we are protected. And we standing
yes.
on your divine word right now. Lord, go there and touch his mother right now in the name of
touch
Jesus.
Touch her right now in the name
touch
of Jesus.
Bring it up. Lord, we move in by faith. We move in by faith. In that house right now. Go there.
Yes,
my
Lord.
God, and minister to her right now in the name of Jesus. Touch and
yes,
heal
Lord.
And deliver by the power of Jesus right now. My God, touch her first. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus.
In
give
the name
him
of Jesus,
right
touch
now.
Him, Lord.
My God, in Jesus' name. Oh,
in Jesus
let me keep
name.
The holy name right now. I pray
yes,
you're backing up on him right now. My God, in the name of Jesus right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I
yes,
thank you
Lord.
For the man of God. I thank you for the woman of God. Lord God, I'm asking you to keep them in your power. Keep them under
your
direction.
Power,
Jesus, not our will, but your will be done in
your
their
will.
Lives.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus. And we're going to glorify you for what you have done
yes,
and
Lord.
What you are
thank
doing right now. My God, everything Satan has brought against them, we find it, we cast it out in Jesus' name. Give them a new revelation right now in the name of Jesus.
My
God, I give them a call in the night. I thank you, Lord, for another witness. My God, keep them in your power. Deliver right now in the name of Jesus. Bless your children. Bless them children. My God, bless his children.
Touch them right now, Lord. Touch them, Lord.
Jesus, around them, Lord. My God, keep them from all hurt, harm, and danger. My God, protect them. And we're going to give you the praise and all the glory belongs to you. And be the same. Thanks be the Lord.
Name.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
God bless you, preacher.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen and amen. Thank you,
amen.
Jesus.
Caller from 310-528. You're not live on the air, Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, Bishop. This is Elder Bryant. I'm requesting a prayer for my two youngest sons. They're having some behavior issues in school, and I'm just praying and believing God that He will regulate their activity and bless them with their behavior. And a special prayer for my yes.
God bless you. God bless you. Amen, Elder Bryan. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for calling in tonight. We're going to believe Jesus. We're going to believe Jesus. As I say, we walk by faith and not by sight. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. My God, in the
thank
name
you.
Of Jesus right now.
Amen.
This man of God, my God, that is walking by your spirit, obeying your
yes.
spirit, my
yes,
God
Lord.
Needs your help right now. Upon his two children, there is some discipline need to be set in order. And Almighty God, you know how to work it out right now. I'm asking you to touch the mind and the heart of those children right now. That rebellious spirit that has come up in them, Lord. My God, I rebuke you now. Find it in the name of Jesus. Strengthen those children. Touch down in the name of Jesus right now. Oh, prayer has consequences upon. My God, my God. My God, keep them in your will right now. In the name of Jesus. And bless this man of God. My God, continue to bless him and take him higher and stronger right now in Jesus'
yes,
name
Lord.
Right now. And we claim in victory. I claim deliverance for those children in Jesus'
yes,
name.
Lord.
Thank the Lord.
Jesus.
Amen and amen. God bless
amen.
You tonight now.
Amen. God bless
amen.
You. Thank you, Bishop.
Amen. Yes,
sir.
Hallelujah.
You,
Lord. Glory, glory.
Caller from 323-915. Live on here, Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Hello, Bishop. How are you? This is Minister Stewart's mother. I'm praying for complete healing. But I give a praise report now. I went to the hospital last week with some headaches. And the devil tried and thought he was going to get victory over it, but he wasn't. The devil was a lie. And I stood, all my tests came out perfect. I'm doing good. My heart doctor called. He said, your heart is like a young person. I'm just grateful today. I'm just praying that God continue on blessing me and my husband and my family and my son. That God keep him in his will.
God bless you. God bless you. Amen. That is a victory report tonight. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. I know our prayers is not in vain. Praise the Lord. I thank you for that great report tonight. Amen. Amen. That the Lord has delivered you from those headaches. I'm just going to say keep the faith. Keep believing in the Lord. Keep praising the Lord. Amen. 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 Hallelujah, because he got great things, amen, for you to do right now. My God, are we going to take the request of the Lord right now? My God, we thank you tonight for this precious sister right now. Almighty God, that you can have a terrible headache, but the fervent prayers of the righteous prevail as well, and we pray to the prayer of faithful, and you have got, you have healed, and you have delivered her right now. We give nobody the praise but you. Right. You did it. And we thank you for it right now. I'm asking you to continue to strengthen her right now, Lord. And don't let them get in the name of Jesus right now. My God, give us strength every day of her life right now. Keep walking with you by faith and not by sight in the name of Jesus. Change your husband, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the
name of Jesus.
The Lord has done something for you, my sister. Amen. I feel that anointing. You keep giving God some praise. Praise the Lord. He's going to give you another anointing. He's going to take you a little bit higher.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank
you, Bishop.
For tonight. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Amen.
Call us from 323-482. You're now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller. 323-482. You're on the air with Dr. Moore. All right. Next caller. Caller from 562-228. You're live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
God bless you, Keetasha and Bishop. My prayer request tonight is a special prayer request for my nephew, Derek. I'm asking God to continue to cover him with his blood and give him a discernment for the spirit. He got a lot of wolf spirits and sheep clothing around him. Help him to recognize the enemy that's trying to deter him and take him into the wrong route. And that he touch him and he save his soul before it's too late, praying that he will go back home to his grandmother. So those are a special prayer request for him. Just God's protection.
God bless you, Miss Laura. What's her name again?
Derek.
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 Amen. Amen. I heard what you said. Amen. God bless you. We're going to pray, amen, God will be done upon that young man in the name of Jesus. And we know that there is no different in prayer right now. And I know you need some divine guidance. My God, we come before you right now. Oh, my God. You're not a God that is hard of hearing. You're not a God that's not a fall. You're a God that is at hand right now. Almighty God, everywhere that's let him need some direction, Lord. My God, let the unction of the Holy Ghost move upon him and in him right now. My God, he may not know heaven, but oh, let the Holy Ghost control his mind in the name of Jesus. Let it direct his footsteps in the name of Jesus. Let him go back home where he needs to be in Jesus' name right now. Work it out for him right now in the name of Jesus. Work it out for him right now. Work it out.
My
God, it's time to resist. Oh, Lord, we ask you to bend that stubborn spirit right now. My God, open his eyes that he might see the name of Jesus right now. Touch into the hook of the bar. Heal him in the name of Jesus. Drive him, Lord. Drive him, Lord. He may be in the hall pen. Bring him out of the hall pen. My God,
yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Lord. Hey, in the name
glory,
of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Put him on the highway of wholeness. Put him on the highway of Jesus right now. Oh, there is no dissonant prayer. That is the soul, Lord. And you die for every soul, every mankind, every boy, every girl, no matter how bad, no matter how contrary, you die for them. And you love them tonight. We take this request serious tonight. We take it to heart tonight. Lord, that'll change me in that young man's life. And we're going to give you the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Lay hands on them, Sahapa, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Continue to give us strength, give us revelation in the name of Jesus. Open up our understanding more than you have already in Jesus' name. All because of the work that she's done, Lord Jesus, that many people are being blessed, and we thank you for it right now. I ask you to touch Chido Hokata in Jesus' name. Everything that's trying to hold her back, I'm asking you to bind that spirit in the name of Jesus. Give her strength and overcome in the name of Jesus. Oh, we're going to give you the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Thanks unto the Lord. Amen and amen. God bless you, Minister Lord.
God bless you. Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Y'all keep praying for me. Praise the Lord. I know we're waiting on our next caller. Praise the Lord. But I want to tell you, amen. That last call I got, amen. Y'all pray, amen. I feel the anointing of God upon this precious sister, Mother Stewart. Praise the Lord. God is going to take us to a higher realm. Believe my words, amen. We're going to see you. God is doing something, and I'm so grateful. We're going to take our next caller.
Caller from 818-358. You're live on the air, Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Hello, Bishop. Hello, Katasha. I'm calling in for prayer for me and my family. Cammy Branch, my father, my church, Greater All Nations, Pentecostal Church of Jesus Christ.
All right. Hello? God bless you. Yes, sir. That's your request tonight.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. My son, it's good to hear your voice tonight, and we are praying for you. Amen, that the Lord will open doors. And as I told you, praise the Lord, I'm praying, amen, that you come from that back, amen, and be able to come on up there where Bishop is. Praise the Lord, amen. I enjoy you.
Yes.
I want you a little bit. God bless you in the name of Jesus. I thank you for him tonight. Almighty God, I thank you for him tonight. You have brought him. You have taught him. You have showed him the way, Lord. I didn't do it, but you did. And oh, I thank you for him right now. Continue to open up his eyes in the name of Jesus. My God, continue to let him say yes to your divine will in the name of Jesus right now. Oh, my God, you know how to fix the farming. You know how to work out. Oh, because we walk by faith and not by sight. Remember his friend, Brother Cameron, in the name of Jesus. Now, I don't know where he's at in the hospital at home, but, Lord, you know where he's at. Touch him in the name of Jesus. Bring him out of that condition, Lord. Don't let him stay there. Don't let him rest, Lord. Don't let him rest in his spirit. My God, he may not can move like he desires, but, oh, he can open his mouth and he can pray. Bring him out of that spirit. Deliver him, Lord. And we're going to give you the praise and we're going to give you the glory right now. He prayed, my brother, praying for a greater all nation as a whole, Lord. Make that one body, one mind, and one accord, Lord. Let's make that a strong house in Jesus' name. Let the world hear about that house in the name of Jesus right now. And we're going to give you all the glory.
Yes.
My God, and all the praise in Jesus' name. Thanks be to the Lord. Amen and amen. God bless you, my brother, for calling.
And God bless you, Katasha. Thank you, Bishop.
Yes, yes, sir.
Caller from 323-350. You're live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
God bless you, Katasha. God bless you, Bishop.
Praise him.
I'm in agreement.
Yeah, babe, I'm in agreement with all the prayer requests that's gone up before the Lord. I'm praying a prayer of faith, and I believe that the Lord, whatever I'm praying for, I'm going to believe. I'm praying also for my whole entire family as a whole, from the youngest to the oldest, from the oldest to the youngest. Praying for my husband's side of the family as well. The whole entire family, and from the youngest to the oldest, that they start crying out to the Lord. I'm really praying for soul salvation, Bishop.
Yes.
Praying for those mothers and families that are grieving over their lost ones. Bishop, I want a special prayer request upon you to keep on strengthening you and Kitasha and Kitasha's little children.
Thank you.
And I got a special prayer request upon those behind the prison walls, Bishop. It's a lot of them in there needing a little more justice. They've been in there too long. I'm asking for, like, early release in the Lord's will. He hears their cries. It needs a little justice because a lot of them have done their time. It's not only in my family. It's a lot that we don't know about. So I'm praying that the Lord will just hear their cry and release them. And praying for those that's sick and weak in their body. And I'm just praying for those in addictions, too. You have a lot of these children that's on in addiction, whatever it may be, drugs, gambling, asking the Lord to deliver them. And that is my prayer request for tonight.
God bless you, my sister. God bless you. That is a healthy prayer request tonight. And I know God hears. I know God hears every word that you have said tonight. And only we can turn it over to the hands of Jesus. Just as you have, amen, give it to us. We're giving it to Jesus right now. And ask Jesus to alternate in this. Hear us. My God, and do what needs to be done is to help the young people off of this addiction that they are in right now. Mighty God, God, Almighty God, you that made mankind and knows what mankind has done. Yes, we got a lot of our young people is hooked in their own and they have this addiction. Almighty God, you are able is to bring them out. I don't care what it is, whether it's drug, whether it's sex, or whether it's alcohol, or whether it's homosexual, or lesbian, or ever what it is. You are able to bring them out in the name of Jesus. We bring these spirits before you, Lord. We ask you to clean them, Lord. Wash them in your blood in the name of Jesus right now. My God, touch these behind the prison wall.
In the name of Jesus.
Down in the land, they cried out till you heard them, and you sent them a deliverer.
Yes,
you sent them a deliverer, Lord. My God, to deliver your people behind the wall.
In the name
of
Jesus.
My God, go there. You hear their cry. My God, release them from that old
Lord
tonight. In the name of Jesus right now.
In Jesus' name.
My God. My God, we ain't through with the coronavirus tonight. Many loved ones, many loved ones. Oh, we need some comfort and consolation, Lord. My God,
in the name of,
I thank you for hearing the saints' prayer. I thank you for talking to people, Lord. You let me know, Lord, that you are in worship of God. Oh, we thank you, Lord. It could have been all of us, but
you
have spared some of us. Oh, those that are bereaved tonight. Give them strength tonight. Give them strength, Lord.
Work it out in their lives, Lord.
Work it out. Let them live above the sorrow, Lord. But let them glorify your name because you know what you have done. You don't make no mistake. My God, I thank you for now. Oh,
Jesus,
call upon your name and say, I thank you, my God, for
thank
your
you,
divine
Jesus.
Mercy. I thank you for your healing
thank
and your
you
deliverance.
Thank you,
Jesus, let them break down
and
cry tonight. For your mercy, it could have been us all. We could all be gone.
Yeah,
but it was
Jesus.
Only you and your divine mercy you kept us tonight. And it was only through the prayer you've seen us tonight. And you have established our faith tonight. Lord, I'm asking you to keep on blessing us. Keep on ministering to this woman of God. Keep on, Lord, putting words in our mouth in the name of Jesus. She may feel like some kind of a prayer is not being answered, but keep on speaking to her. Keep on, Lord, being the members everywhere. No matter how down the hill, let her be there to encourage her in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Work with them. And the Lord shall give you strength. The Lord shall manifest his power among you. You're going to see, amen, the work of the Lord. My God, among you, and the fruit, amen, that you are called to turn from, that we can wait. Somebody is hearing you tonight. I'm encouraged tonight. Keep on testifying. That the Lord loves you. No matter how bad they may be, they may curse you out, but keep on letting them know that Jesus loves you tonight. And we pray, God, up on you right now. I thank you, Lord, for this one of God. Let so many more be like her, because she's trying to bring people into your kingdom. It's not about her, Lord, not about her greatness or her speech. It's about her, amen, bringing women's souls for you. Oh,
Jesus.
Thank you for that spirit right now. Take a higher in the name of Jesus. Take a household higher in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
My God, like never before.
Yes.
Make them one in spirit and mind.
Lord. Good
make them one. Strengthen her children. Strengthen his children. Strengthen her grandchildren. Yes. Strengthen her nieces and her nephews. My God,
her uncles,
no matter where they are in the land, I pray for them all over the land and I, in the name of
Jesus. Yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord. Jesus.
Wake them up before
double
answer too late. You have heard of a prayer, and I know you have heard of a prayer. And we recognize when you hear of a prayer, and we humbly submit our souls to you and say, thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
My sister,
thank you, Bishop.
I might as well say, as the word of God say, continue to go on, walk by faith and not by sight. Let us continue to glorify the name of Jesus. God bless you.
Yes,
tonight.
Lord. God bless you too, Bishop Vicky. Thank you.
Amen. 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 Glory be to his name. We walk by faith and not by sight. I believe tonight, God bless you. We have another call online.
310-431. You're live on the air, Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
How we doing, Bishop? This is your minister, Rico Daughtry, man. I come to tap in and get some of that powerful prayer from you, man. I definitely need a whole lot of prayer and clarity right now where I'm at in my walk. Carrying a big load, and, you know, God is able.
Oh, yes, he is. Oh, Minister Rico, it is certainly a blessing to hear your voice tonight. Amen, amen. And I know the Lord walking with you by his spirit right now. Amen, amen. But amen. That's your testimony tonight.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I just need, Bishop, I call for prayer for strength, man. I'm carrying a lot, you know, and I have my moments, man, you know. So I'm just praying for strength and clarity, you know, strength to keep going and clarity to get a clear vision, you know, of what he has for me.
God bless you. God bless you. Listen, the first thing I'm going to tell you this, cast all your cares upon the Lord, for he cares for you. Release your burdens. You don't have to carry these burdens. Give them to Jesus. Give them to Jesus. He said, take your yoke upon on you and learn of me.
Yes, sir. Yes,
for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Put all that load you have upon Jesus. Lord, I can't bear myself. I'm not strong enough. I'm weak. I'm a weak vessel. But I'm going to cast all of my cares upon you, because I know you care for me. You know you're sending me every day of my life. I know by only you, I'm moving by your power and your anointing. I know it's you, Lord. In the name of Jesus right now. Lord, this young man of God that is walking with you right now. And the load is heavy, my God, that is upon it right now. But we're going to release that load in the name of Jesus right now. My God, I know you care about him tonight. I know you're working with him right now. Let him cast all them cares upon you. My God, you going to do the work? My Lord, in the name of Jesus right now. Give him strength when he don't decide that he has that strength. My God, open the way for him. Make the door open in the name of Jesus right now.
In the name of Jesus.
Right now. My God, right now. Lift the Lord up in the name of Jesus. Minister to his spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Do something special for him. My God, this week that he can glorify your name in the name. Oh, my God, give him a new path to walk through. Let him know, Lord, you are his strength. My God, let him know you, his salvation. Let him know you're walking before him. My God, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Oh, my
thank
Lord,
you.
My God.
Thank
children,
you.
Your children,
thank
your
you,
children. Lord. And I thank you for them right now. Oh, thank you
thank
right
you.
Now, Lord, for the new
thank
avenue
you.
That you put in life right now. Thank you for the spirit that you're going to uplift them with right now. In the name of
yes.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
In the name of
thank
Jesus.
God. Hallelujah. As you are in your word, you're going to hear a word from the Lord. Amen. Amen. God's going to speak to you. Amen. As you're reading your word, God's going to lift them burdens up off of you. Minister Rico, in the name of Jesus. Keep on
thank
doing
you.
What you're doing. But, amen, you ain't going to have to struggle because you're going to get anything to Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In
God
Jesus'
bless
name.
God bless you for calling tonight. And don't forget to pray for Bishop. Amen. I love you. I love y'all. I love y'all. Just keep on. We're going to keep on praying one for another.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Definitely been praying for you, Bishop. And definitely good hearing
right.
your voice,
God bless
man.
You. Yo, Sue. God bless you.
Caller from 310-508.
You're now live on the air
with Dr.
Moore.
Hello, caller.
God bless you, Bishop. Pray
the Lord.
Hey, man, I'm calling for prayer for my home and prayer of praise that for prayer from last week with Curlin. She got a good night's sleep that night, and she was doing good, and she's been doing good ever since.
Well, praise the Lord for two victories tonight. We thank the Lord for two victories tonight. Amen. God is hearing our prayer, and we are excited about it tonight. Thank the Lord. Amen. Amen. We thank the Lord for Sister Carolyn tonight. Amen. That God gave her a good night rest. Amen. And she's still resting right now. Deacon, thank you for reporting this. Amen. Because people need to hear what the Lord has done. And I know the Lord is moving by his Holy Spirit. And he ain't through with us yet. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. What do you want the Lord to do for you tonight?
Just pray for me and my companion that we continue to just go stronger and stronger and continue to strengthen our old bodies.
God bless you. God bless you. Amen. And let me encourage you. Please continue to minister to people. Amen. You don't know what you're doing. I mean, you don't know how effective, amen, your ministry really is. But, amen, your ministry is really affecting people when you're talking to them and you're taking time with them. So continue to minister to ever who you can because God
amen.
Is dealing with you in that area. My God, amen, amen. I just want to encourage you, praise the Lord. You've done a great job. You've done a great job. So don't let Satan slow you down, praise the Lord. But when you minister to those people, they've got to attend and hear. They hear you. Praise the Lord.
All right.
That's what God wants. Praise the Lord. So I'm encouraged tonight. My God, in the name of Jesus right now, this man of God. Oh, Jesus. He's been traveling with me for 40-some years.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus. He never gave me any trouble. Always have been there to encourage me. And I thank you for him right now.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you. I thank you for this man
thank
of God. David was done up. In the name of Jesus. And I thank you for ministering to others in the name of Jesus right now. Lord God, there are many, 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 many of his family have stood and they have heard they want to obey, but he stood there and told them anyway. And I praise your name for it right now. Give him strength, Lord.
Jesus.
Give him love, Lord. You got some nieces and you got some nephew that's left around here that needs divine God. Give him power, Lord. Give him power. Give him strength,
Jesus,
Lord. Keep them and instruct them in the way of the righteousness in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, he loves his family, Lord. He's a family man. My God, he loves his family. He loves his household.
Yes,
my God,
yes,
watch over him and bless him in his household. No matter what comes over, Lord, no matter how things are said, no matter how things are done, he has been a husband. My God, he still is a husband. My God, continue to strengthen in every way in the name of
Jesus.
You
can't
talk to him. My God, but everything that's negative, let him bind it in the name of Jesus right now. We take a
Jesus' name.
By the blood of Jesus. Break it out out in his life, and we're going to give you the praise and the glory now in the name of Jesus. Elevated in the name of Jesus. Eyes, my God, anointing them more in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus right now.
In the name of Jesus.
We're going to give you praise. We're giving you the praise and we're giving you all the glory in Jesus' name. Thank the Lord.
Thank
amen.
Amen.
God bless you, Dick.
God bless you. God bless you, Bishop. God bless you. All right.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. God bless you tonight. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If you can hear the word of God tonight, you can introduce faith in your life. And Jesus said, if you have the faith of a grain of a mustard seed, you can speak to that mountain that is in your life, that mountain that you're struggling with, and tell it to be removed. You don't have to go over the mountain. Tell the mountain, get out of your way. And it shall be done. Quit struggling, but believe the word of God. Believe. Be like the disciples. Lord, help my unbelief. The thing that I can't believe, help me to believe it, because your word said it. You are then ready to land tonight. Let us together ask the Lord to help our unbelief. I know there are so many things that's coming up on this world. There are so many people that are preaching so many different doctrines tonight. But, oh, just ask Jesus to open up your eyes and show you what is the right way. Jesus said, I am the, listen, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No man can come unto the Father but by me, except Jesus draw you. You can't get to God. We are praising the Lord at Great All Nations. We are lifting up the name of Jesus at Great All Nations. And I don't want it to be said, amen, just at Great All Nations. All of my brothers and my sisters that is lifting up the name of Jesus, I pray that we can be of one mind and be of one accord. What are your prayer requests tonight? I'm going down in Lake Providence at this minute. Amen. I have a cousin there. Cousins, I want to let you know, Sister Porter, Sister Diane, and Sister Shawanda, and all the rest of my cousins, amen, down there in the South, I'm praying for you tonight. The Lord has brought you this far by faith. You walk in by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy name, and he has never failed you yet. I'm praying for my sister, Tony, in Chicago, that by the grace of God, he continue to give us strength to overcome right now. There is nothing too hard, my sister, that God cannot do. Put your trust in the Lord. Don't lean to your own understanding. Don't hold your head down. Jesus spared you for a reason. He left you here for a reason. Search and try to find out what that reason is. God give you strength. God give your children strength. Let the anointing of the Lord flow through that household in the name of Jesus right now. Call Dr. Moore. Amen. We have a few more minutes. Amen. We can get in a couple of more calls. Praise the Lord. But the anointing of the Lord is here tonight. Ever what you want from Jesus. Jesus is here to give you a breakthrough. I say Jesus is here to give you a breakthrough tonight. If you are listening tonight and you never have dialed that telephone in your life, but you want to dial it, don't let Satan, amen, stop your finger tonight. Dial that telephone and let your blessing come through tonight. We're not asking you for no money. We're asking you to believe Jesus. I don't have no blessed package that I can send you, but I can tell you, believe Jesus. Oh, mighty God, the Lord is so good to us. The Lord is so good to us. By faith, Enos was translated that he should not see death. By faith tonight, This is Dr. Moore tonight. Amen. Saying God bless you. All of you in Radio Land tonight. You are on our prayer list. We're praying for you. Whether you're in Germany, whether you're in England, whether you're in Russia, amen, or whether you are in any foreign nation in Africa tonight, we are praying for you. That the Almighty God, there is not but one God, that he will hear your prayer tonight and deliver you everywhere you may be at. You don't have to be going to no church or where no group of people that, amen, lift up your hand everywhere you are right now and ask the Lord to work it out in your life. And I want to say the Almighty God will move in your life right now. Touch, heal, and deliver. Bring salvation to your people everywhere in the name of Jesus right now. All over the land, all over the land right now. Those of you that is in poverty, my God, and behind the prison walls, you are destituted for some help. Call on the name of Jesus. He's greater than those that have incarcerated you. And that's him to bring you out of those dungeons of hell tonight. We're praying for you tonight. COVID-19 is not over with, but we thank God it doesn't cease to down. Now, amen, if it doesn't cease to down and you are so grateful, you get out and go to somebody's church, amen, somebody, amen, that knows something about Jesus and give God some glory. Because it ain't over with yet. There are greater things that is coming up on this earth. Simply because men and their disobedience, disobeying the Lord, greater things are coming up on the earth than COVID-19. Oh, I'm crying out to you because I love you tonight. We're just so grateful. We are so grateful for you tonight. Tell your friends on next week. Seriously. Tell your friends. Call that number. Praise the Lord. If the Lord delay is coming and we, amen, be able to come back on that, we want to pray with you and pray for you. Your request is not too little or not too big, amen, that we will not take it into prayer and give it to the Lord. God understands and he knows, amen, everybody. He knows what you are going through with. Even before you go through it, he knows what you are going through with. But he wants you to tell him what you are going through with. We pray, God, the church doors be open. Everywhere that the people of God can go back down on their knees before the Almighty God and let the Lord do a mighty work in them and give them a reviving in their spirit. We need a new awakening in the land. Let's pray amen for our president. Amen. There are some people, amen, don't think he's going to make it through this term. Amen. They think, amen, a sickness is going to evade in his mind. Amen. He's not going to be able to give the right kind of instruction. Let's pray for him tonight. Amen. Let God give him strength. Pray for the vice president that the Lord give her wisdom. If anything have to happen, amen, she would have the wisdom and knowledge to step up to the plate and do the right thing. So grateful for prayer tonight. We are so grateful, amen, that the airways is open, amen, that we can communicate all over the face of the earth with prayer tonight. We are so grateful for that. When they take this from us, all we're going to be cut off. But my God, thank God, while the airways is open and we can pray one for another. May the blessing of the Lord be upon you. May the anointing of the Lord be upon you right now. And by his spirit right now, I bind everything that's not like Jesus. I take authority upon it by the blood of Jesus right now. This is Dr. Moore saying, I'll see you tomorrow. Amen, if the Lord delay is coming.
That was beautiful. For the prayer tonight, we thank you for all those of you who decided to call in. We are so elated. Remember to tune back in tomorrow for the weekly Food for the Soul Bible study sessions. The doctor will be in tomorrow. God bless. Godspeed. May God richly and efficiently bless you. Bye-bye.